Hello, JCI USA. This is Membership Development Director Emily Nock, and you are listening to Howl Time, the official podcast of the JCI USA Wolfpack. Now, at JCI USA, one of our goals is to help provide our chapters and our members with the tools and resources that they need to succeed and make a larger impact in their community. One way that we do that is through developing national partnerships with other organizations. This week, I had the opportunity to sit down with Program Manager Terry Bartley and discuss the UNICEF partnership.
Program Manager Terry, thank you so much for joining us tonight.
Thanks for having me.
So you're a member of the West Virginia JCs. You were state president last year, and this year you've taken over as program manager for UNICEF, correct?
Yes, that's correct.
So can you tell me just a little bit about your personal JC experience, some of your background you've had with the organization?
Yeah, so I've been JCing for about 5 years now. And whenever I joined the JCs, it was sort of at a transitionary period in my life. I wasn't really sure what to do next, but I knew for sure that I wanted to give back to my community and to those that I, you know, live and work with. And the JCs provided that experience. And through that experience, I've actually been able to find a job through the nonprofit sector and sort of build that career path that wouldn't have been possible without the JCs.
That's great. And so you think some of that experience going into the nonprofit sector has helped you with your position as a program manager?
Absolutely, because UNICEF is basically the biggest nonprofit there is. So having an experience in managing this sort of industry allows me to kind of put myself into the position of my contacts at UNICEF.
And so you said you found this career path through your time in the JC. So it was the JCs that helped you decide what you wanted to do with your life?
Yeah, for sure. It's definitely made me realize what areas I want to pursue. And because you try so many different things in the JCs, there's so many options of what to do. And you kind of get to try out things before it actually like matters in the real world. So being able to do that really helped me figure out my path in life.
That's great. And that's one of the true success stories of the JCs, because that's what we're about, is providing those development opportunities to help people learn and grow. And it sounds like you've definitely gotten the professional development side down through the organization.
Yeah, for sure. I credit very much of who I am today to the JCs, career and otherwise.
And you're also a member of our inaugural Leadership Fellows class, correct?
That's true, yeah.
That's awesome. And we'll have on a future episode, we'll have the program managers for that talking about that program. But I did want to mention that because it's just such an awesome thing to be part of it on the first year, the first class to go through it.
Yeah, that's great. And one of my favorite, the thing that the fellowship program has demonstrated to me is that the most amazing thing the JCs provides is the opportunity to make friends from all over the world. And now I have 9 best friends from all over the country that I would not have had without that program. So yeah, these opportunities that the JCs provides are invaluable.
And so now this year, getting to UNICEF, you're serving as the program manager. Why don't you tell me a little bit about what that means and what our partnership with UNICEF is?
Yeah, so UNICEF is an international organization founded by the United Nations. It was founded sort of around the World War I, World War II timeframe to assist children that were in need, specifically to aid in things like disaster relief. And that was sort of where they landed. And they do a lot of work all over the world. They're sort of the people that provide water to communities that don't have access to clean water. They help with immunizations in developing countries. So they do a lot of really heavy lifting. But even here in the U.S., they do a lot of work with things like disaster relief and helping, you know, children with things like hunger and other aspects that, you know, everyone deals with. And they do a lot of work with human trafficking and sort of helping to curb that within the U.S. as well.
That's good. So a lot of their goals align with a lot of our missions as JCs and our community impact.
Very much. Yeah. UNICEF is an international partner with JCI. So it's a natural fit for JCI USA to work with the UNICEF USA counterpart.
So what kind of projects do they have through UNICEF that our chapters can get involved with?
Yeah. So something kind of exciting about working with UNICEF is that you don't need permission to run a UNICEF project. if you do a project that aligns with any of UNICEF's goals, and as I mentioned, there's loads of goals that UNICEF strives to achieve, and you can see any of those on their website, unicef.org. If you do any project that would align with any of their goals, you can just call a UNICEF project, and it totally fits. The thing about that, though, is just make sure that you let us know so that we can keep track of it and let UNICEF know all the great work we're doing that aligns with the work they're doing. So there's tons of projects you can do. In New York, they were sort of our first state to really get their feet wet with UNICEF. They did a lot of work with things like putting together fun packs for children that were recovering from disasters. And then they did a lot of work with human trafficking. They did some trainings for their chapters in the state about sort of what is human trafficking, how can we help combat that. And then actually last year at our national convention in Myrtle Beach, we put together some gift packs for kids recovering from the flooding that happened in the hurricanes near the Carolinas last year. So it's a big, broad category, and literally anything that fits their needs is a UNICEF project. So just take advantage of calling it that, because people know what UNICEF is. So just, you know, add some clout to your project. I think that the ones that are especially interesting for us are the Kid Power program and sort of helping with fundraising efforts for UNICEF through the Trick or Treat boxes.
So would you say one of the biggest advantages of doing a project through UNICEF is just the use of the name and getting that additional name recognition and credibility added to your chapter?
I do, yeah, because, you know, I think that we all know that unless you're a really, really prominent JC chapter in your community, not everyone in your community knows what the JCs are. So being able to have a nonprofit that everyone all over the world has heard of, like UNICEF, I think it helps to help people make a connection as far as to what you're doing and why you're doing it and sort of the goals and the mission of what your work is.
And so if chapter's trying to decide on a project that they can do with UNICEF, what's the best steps for them to go through? Do they site? Should they reach out to you?
Yeah, I think that a good place to start is to go to the website. Whenever I took over this program manager position, I'll be honest, I had heard of UNICEF. I knew what it was very vaguely, but I really didn't know what they did because they're one of those big organizations that you always hear about. But because they do so much, like, we just are like, oh yeah, they're this good organization that does great work. So I would definitely recommend that you go to their website before you do anything, just to get to sort of acquaint yourself with their material, just to get a very brief touch of what is it they do, what could we do that would fit what they do. But then as soon as you decide what that project is, reach out to me right away. You can just email me at unicef@jciusa.org, and I can help you get a project together. Because I have a better sense of the nitty gritty, like the exactly what UNICEF does. So if you get a very brief idea of where you would like to go, then I can help you nail that down to something more substantial.
And are there all different types of projects that you can do? Say something for maybe a small chapter that's just starting out, or maybe a youth chapter?
Yeah, for sure. I think the easiest way to get your feet wet with UNICEF is a lot of our chapters do either haunted houses or they volunteer at trunk retreats, or some of them even hold their own trunk retreats. So I feel like UNICEF's biggest, most visible fundraiser is the trick or treat boxes that they distribute to kids. They go around to trick or treat and they get money in those boxes and they send them back out. So I'm going to be creating a Google form when we get closer to Halloween, to the fall, so that chapter presidents can just fill out that form and give me information of your shipping for your chapter. And we'll make sure that you get some of those boxes. Because it's a really easy, easy lift, because you're already at the trunk or treats or the haunted houses. Just distribute those boxes while you're there to any kids in line or getting candy. It's an easy way to sort of start doing a UNICEF project. The other way that I think is really useful is if you have a JC youth chapter in your community, it's not always easy to find programming for kids, because sometimes it's harder to get them motivated or figure out a direction because they kind of want to go everywhere. And UNICEF actually has a program called Kid Power that provides sort of a curriculum for those chapters. And it can help kids think about how to be a good international citizen, how to be more active and be healthier and all those sorts of things. So I think that that would be a really useful way to provide some more substance to your JC youth program. So if you either have one or you're thinking about starting one, this might be a good way to go to sort of get your kids to start thinking about how can we be better international citizens and how can we contribute to things like UNICEF.
That's great, because a lot of times, especially with a newer chapter, or like you said, with the youth chapters, it can be hard to think of projects to do or something to start up. So having this kind of like guideline there already for them, that's absolutely fantastic.
Yeah, and you know, I think that a lot of times in our chapters, it's hard to motivate our members, like our older members, to do things that are global. But kids are always thinking globally. Like they want to help the kids that are in developing countries because they see the need and why we can do it. It wouldn't be as hard of a sell to do a fundraiser. And people will help kids if they want to do this thing because they want to support that motivation that kids get through that. So I think that it is a good way to start kids young thinking internationally. And then it will help your chapter thing internationally in addition to that.
Now, do you think that having this partnership with UNICEF is something that you can use to sell the JCs to people?
I think you could, yeah. Because, you know, if somebody says, what are the JCs? We all have our JC vomit that we throw at them that are, this is all the things that we love about the JCs. But I think if you could also mention some of our prominent partners, things like UNICEF, it'll click it in their head a little faster. Because, you know, if you can just say our goals align with the goals of UNICEF, many people will think, oh yeah, I've heard of UNICEF. That seems like a great thing. So yeah, I think it is a good way to sell your chapter.
Again, it gets back to that adding a little bit more credibility to your chapter and the name recognition.
Right.
Now, how do you feel that the UNICEF partnership can benefit the individual members?
I think it's useful because it can remind us that we are an international organization. Because I think that oftentimes, especially here in the U.S., we get real caught up in our local community, and sometimes we'll work at a state level. But I think that we often forget that we have international, you know, JC brothers and sisters all over the world. And UNICEF's mission, where they work so globally, sort of forces us to think about the fact that we have chapters in developing countries that can use our support. And when you do fundraisers for UNICEF, you're helping those people. You're helping JCs and their families.
And that's one thing I've always said, is that one of the greatest things we have as JCs is the power of our network, the fact that we are an international organization. So reinforcing that with a global partnership, just in my eyes, can only help us.
Yeah, for sure.
So you mentioned, and I know that there's a lot that's done with the sex trafficking through UNICEF. And I know that's been a hot topic, and there's been a lot of chapters that have wanted to get involved. I know you have like the Redford JCs that do the Soap Redford Project, where they distribute the hotel soap that has the 1-800 number to call for sex trafficking victims. Is that another good project line for chapters to get involved with? And what type of projects do you see with that?
Yeah, I think it's especially useful if you are on a border state or if you're a state that has a prominent airport. I think that it's an easy sell for your community because they can see the connection right away. I think in, I feel like somewhere like here in West Virginia, where it's a more rural state, it's a harder sell to get the community buy-in, because while we all know it's a problem, they don't see it happening here. But if I'm being honest, it is a thing that happens everywhere. We hear about it happening in this state sometimes. So it's a problem that's everywhere. And I think that it is a good problem to educate people on. I don't think we're in a place where if you've never even touched on human trafficking in your chapter, I don't know if doing a project that would get the community involved is the best way to go. But I think that educationally is a really interesting piece, because a lot of us don't even realize how prominent this problem is. And I think that right now our best bet is to do training to our members about it, so that we can learn the magnitude of the problem. And then once we get that established, then we can start building projects that are a little more substantial that can make some real impact in that area. Because right now I think that our members aren't as educated on that issue as they need to be. And I think that that's maybe where we need to start.
And is that something that JCI USA or UNICEF provides trainings for?
Yeah, I have some materials that I can distribute to sort of help with that educational piece. And we do have trainers in our organization, because New York has done trainings. So
People like MVP Krista, their current state president, Tammy Honeywell, they have done trainings on UNICEF. So if we, if on human trafficking specifically with UNICEF. So if we need to do something with that, we do have the talent pool in our organization already.
That's great. And so do you see a lot of our states that are currently involved with the UNICEF partnership, or is it something we're still getting the word out about?
That is something I would like to know. That's something I would sort of like to do a call for action right now for, actually, because I don't know what chapters are doing projects other than those that I have specifically asked individually. Like I know that in Atlanta at LTU a few years back, there was a human trafficking talk because Atlanta is such a prominent airport and New York has done projects. But I actually have no idea because we've not been tracking them to see what we're actually doing. So if you are a state president or if you have a chapter that is doing a UNICEF project, please let me know, because we need to start keeping track of this so that we can then tell UNICEF how valuable we are to them as a partner. Because right now, I don't think that value has been demonstrated to them.
So, and what are the main types of projects that might align with UNICEF?
Yeah, anything that would be human trafficking, for sure. Any kind of disaster relief projects can be a direct tie into UNICEF. And I know that all of us have been doing projects for disaster relief. You know, last year, the Houston Asian JCs did a huge fundraiser for the hurricane in Texas. So, and Nebraska is doing a fundraiser right now for the floods that were happening there. So we need to start keeping track of those things with UNICEF projects. Anything that would be, anything that specifically uses things like Kid Power or the trick-or-treat boxes or UNICEF projects. But I mean, really, it's very, very, it's very broad. But especially for doing things that anything that we have talked about today are things that would very specifically aid in that. But honestly, we could even reach it a little further. And if you're doing things that are helping feed children or give supplies to children that are in need, that is also a good fit for UNICEF.
And so to get you the information, do you need a PMG for what the chapter's doing, or do you just need a quick email that just gives a few details? What are you looking for exactly?
Well, a PMG would be amazing, because it's a thing that I could pass on to other chapters that are curious about UNICEF. But even just a quick email that says, we did a UNICEF project, this was the name of it, these are the children we fed, or this is the money we raised, something along those lines, that would be amazing. And that's all I really need. But a PMG would be great.
And again, that's good for us to go back to UNICEF with and be like, look at all these projects we're doing that are supporting your mission as well.
Right, because we need UNICEF to see the value of our organization, because as of right now, UNICEF is a strong partner with JCI, but JCI USA is not that strong of a partner with UNICEF USA.
Now, do you deal a lot with JCI level partnership, or is it just strictly within the US?
So the JCI UNICEF partnership is very much specific to JCI. So there is some other program manager that does that for JCI. I'm specifically trying to get our connection with UNICEF USA to make that a better relationship.
And if someone wants to reach out to you to get more information on UNICEF or on how the partnership works, what's the best way for them to reach you?
Yeah, you can just send it to my email at unicef@jci.org. And I can get it there and I can reply and give you more information, whatever it is you need me to do.
Anything additional that you want to say about the program?
Yeah, one thing I will say is this: if we get this relationship to be stronger, we can have access to some pretty incredible opportunities, because UNICEF, everybody's heard about these like UN peace ambassadors. People like Selena Gomez are UN ambassadors, and they are directly working with UNICEF. So I think that if we can build more goodwill with UNICEF, we might actually have access to people like that that could come to things like conventions. So let's work on this as a long-term goal so we can have someone like Selena Gomez at our convention in 3 years.
That's good motivation to try and get Selena Gomez to our convention.
Long-term goals, right?
All right, great. Well, thank you so much for coming on and talking about the program. Definitely, if you know anyone has questions, please reach out to PM Terry. Love to get more people involved with it. And Terry, there's just one more thing I need from you before we end the podcast, and it's how we end them all. So I need you to give me your best Wolfpack howl.
All right. Ho, ho, ho.
Perfect. Again, thanks so much for joining us, Terry. And let's get out there and get some projects done for UNICEF.
All right, let's do it.
Thanks. Thanks for listening, JCI USA. Remember, if there's something that you want to hear about, a topic, a chapter project, a chapter spotlight, or a member spotlight, let me know. If you're listening on the Anchor app, you can use the message tool to contact us, or you can send an email to enoch, that's E-N-O-C-K, at jciusa.org. Until next week, JCI USA, I'll holler at you later.